BBC News with Neil Nunes. The U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has said he wants to change the terms on which the United States does business with the rest of the world. Mr. Trump said he wanted to reduce his country's trade deficit, particularly with China. He said he was open to a deal with Russia in which nuclear warheads would be reduced in exchange for the lifting of U.S. sanctions on Moscow. On NATO, Mr. Trump said other countries should pay more towards it. A Turkish Airlines cargo plane has crashed near Bishkek, the capital of Kyrgyzstan. 16 people are reported to have been killed, most of them residents of houses at the site of the accident. The Kyrgyz Health Ministry said the pilot of the plane and 6 children were among the dead. Campaigners in Britain say there is a much wider gap in the distribution of global wealth between the richest people and the poorest than previously acknowledged. The charity Oxfam says 8 billionaires have riches equivalent to the wealth of half the world's poorest. It called for action to address what it called a warped economy. The outgoing president of the Gambia, Yahya Jammeh, has said he has filed an injunction to prevent Adama Barrow from taking office on Thursday. Mr. Jammeh also said that the date of the 19th of January for his mandate to come to an end is not carved in stone. Facebook says it'll introduce measures to combat the spread of fake news stories in Germany. An outside media group will check the reliability of news stories, and warning signs will be attached to those that are not credible. A man whose boat journey with his 6-year-old daughter prompted an international search operation has been charged with the offense of taking a child. Alan Langdon set sail from New Zealand to Australia before Christmas, but says a broken rudder kept them at sea. He denies he was trying to avoid a custody battle with his wife. BBC News.